Another plague that turned out to be highly convenient was the Spanish flu. More people died of the Spanish flu than of bullets during the First World War. Between 1918 and 20, an estimate of 50 million people died. One third of the entire world population was infected. It is believed to be the greatest pandemic the world has ever experienced. Worse even than the medieval Black Death. There are several very interesting things about the Spanish flu. First of all, it didn't start in Spain. Secondly, it wasn't a flu. There's more, but let's start with these two, shall we? If it didn't start in Spain, then where did it? In the US. If it wasn't a flu virus, what was it? It was a bacteria that caused severe and, in most cases, lethal pneumonia. According to a 2008 National Institute of Health paper, bacterial pneumonia was the killer in a minimum of 92.7% of the autopsies reviewed. So why do we call it the Spanish flu? As a decoy, a smokescreen to hide the truth. Why? Because the truth is so hideous. Most people prefer to hear a convenient lie. The first cases of bacterial pneumonia in 1918 traced back to a military base in Fort Riley, Kansas. Long story short, during the first half of 1918, an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine cultured in horses by the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research in New York, now the Rockefeller University, was injected into soldiers at Fort Riley. The so-called Spanish flu was a vaccine experiment gone horribly wrong. Well, that's what we, the people, would say. The cabal would refer to it differently. They would call it an experiment with the best outcome ever. Millions of American soldiers were vaccinated with this experimental serum. 2 million of them went overseas. They fought under poor sanitary conditions, so the bacteria spread like wildfire wherever they went. The story was then spread that these soldiers would come home with all sorts of European diseases, so the American population was vaccinated as well. On top of everything else, the vaccines were distributed all over Europe. Only the vaccinated died. Healthy men and women in the prime of their lives died. Not the elderly, as would have been the case if it were a flu virus. Who was in charge of that distribution and mass vaccination program? The Rockefeller Institute. Who was the main scientist in charge? Dr. Frederick Gates. According to Gates, they injected random dosages of an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine into soldiers. Those who survived became flowered adults, meaning they spread the bacteria to others, even the non-vaccinated. In modern COVID days, we would call it shedding. The vaccinated infecting the non-vaccinated. What an amazing coincidence, right? Frederick Gates then, Bill Gates now. Rockefeller Initiative then, Rockefeller Initiative now. Disease developed in Fort Riley, US then. Disease developed in Wuhan, China now. Close down societies then. Close down societies now. Cloud adults then. Shedding now. All for our own good, our own safety. Back then. And now. and just about a century in between.